Hello and welcome to another edition of Boomer's Big Transformer Show. I'm joined by Rumble this week, who's walking all over the desk, and odds are he's going to walk on the computer at some point, and maybe I can get him in the middle of a purr or a meow, but yes, Rumble wants to join in all the fun on Boomer's Big Transformer Show. So, we actually made a trip into Canada. It was our first trip since probably right before Christmas, so roughly 8 months ago. The great thing about Canada is they actually carry merchandise that we don't get in the States. Plus, Toys R Us is still open in Canada, so we were able to make a visit to Toys R Us. I'll talk about that here in a second. One of the reasons why I wanted to go there was because I heard that Walmarts in Canada were carrying a Bumblebee movie beach towel. And I'm sure you're thinking, man, that is a long way to go to get yourself a beach towel. But we made a whole day out of it, but yes, first stop that we go to, we went to Windsor, so you cross the bridge, and there's a Walmart maybe 10 minutes away from once you make your entry into Canada. So we got to this Walmart. Sure enough, as we're walking to the toy section, on one side of the aisle to the left, all the Transformers, and to the right, the beach towels, including the Bumblebee the Movie beach towel, which is now in my possession. $15 Canadian, maybe coming soon to Walmarts near you. Now I don't have a trip to the beach planned anytime soon. However, if I do, I've got the beach towel, and I'm all ready to go. Another thing we found at Walmart, and of course you've heard a lot of the sightings of these throughout Canada, the Generation 1 reissues. I was hoping to track down some of the mini-bots, but I ended up finding a Starscream, and even though I have Starscream on order from Walmart.com, they just haven't shipped it yet, I bought another. It's stickered up. It looks fantastic. I'll probably just keep that order I have with Walmart.com and keep one in alt mode as well. These Generation 1 reissues are fantastic. If you see them, grab them. Hopefully here in the States, we'll actually see them in stores soon because just seeing that vintage packaging in the store is amazing. I was really hoping to track down some mini-bots. I've got all the mini-bots on pre-order as well, but no mini-bots to be found. So in terms of the reissues now, in terms of the Generation 1 reissues, I've got the Hot Rod in my possession, the Starscream, and Devastator. Keep in mind, because a few people have asked me about this on social media, you do have to put stickers on. Hot Rod wasn't so bad, maybe 9 stickers, 10 or 11 for Starscream. With Devastator, because you have the 6 individual robots, there are stickers to do for each of those robots, and including then a few for some of the body armor pieces for the combined form. Not too bad, but definitely allow yourself a little bit of time once you crack him open to apply those stickers. And I've got to say, the Devastator, much like the Starscream, looks absolutely amazing. And after Walmart's done, what's our next stop? Toys R Us. All the Canadian Toys R Us stores stayed open. There's one in Windsor, so we go to the Windsor store. Thankfully, not nearly as busy as what it is around Christmas time, but still busy nonetheless. I like to see a good crowd in there. Christmas time at Toys R Us in Canada, oh my goodness. So we get there, we go back to the Transformer section, and never thought I would see this on shelves, and I'm not going to here in the States unless maybe a Think Geek carries it, Predaking. Now, mine just arrived from Big Bad Toy Store. I've not opened it yet, but I do have one in my possession. If not, I would have just purchased one then and there. Also, what I saw on the shelves at Toys R Us, Cogman from that elusive, Wave 4 of Transformers The Last Night. I do have two of those, ordering from Entertainment Earth and from Amazon. I do have my doubles of the Cogman, but I have never actually seen one of those on shelves until now. And what I'm also finding is some Rescue Bots assortments that I've had some problems tracking down, able to find those in Canada. Toys R Us had one of the Griffin Rock Stunt Team Flip Racer 3-packs. So I got that at Toys R Us. I also found, going back to the Walmart trip, I was able to find the Griffin Rock Construction Team Flip Racer 3-pack. And they also had some newer Flip Racers. The vehicles are a little bit bigger. And with these vehicles, you get like some sort of accessory where you pull it back. And I got Quick Shadow, but I believe Heatwave was there as well. You pull it back and it's got the mechanism where once you pull it back, it then takes off and you can shoot it off into this accessory. And like the one I got with Quick Shadow, some barrels go flying everywhere. I'm not even sure if I knew these were around, but I found those with our trip into Canada. So once again, Canada pays off big time. If you are in any position where you live close enough to maybe just jump across the border for a little bit, by all means, go ahead and do so because you never know what you're going to find. Want to bring this up because we're about a month away from Transformers the movie, one night only in theaters. Yes, I have my tickets. It's going to be amazing. 80stees.com, who I've talked about quite a bit, actually has a new Transformers the movie t-shirt. And if you're going to see Transformers the movie at this one night only event, you gotta look the part, right? So if you're looking for a shirt that can maybe really kind of set the mood for that particular evening, just go over to 80stees.com. Want to give them some credit on this as well, because it's very easy to find shirts with like the Transformers, the Autobot, the Decepticon logos, an Optimus Prime shirt, a Bumblebee shirt, and I am all about getting those shirts, trust me. But 80s Tees has also released a couple of shirts featuring some of the characters that don't necessarily get the same amount of love. They've got a shirt with Perceptor. They've got a shirt with Hound. They've done some really cool box art shirts, some Generation 1 box art shirts. So if you're looking for something new for your Transformers wardrobe, I always am, get yourself over to 80stees.com. I just love that site. They have some amazing shirts, amazing designs, and you can always find a deal on there as well. Follow them on Instagram, and you usually will see some sort of code for like 30% off. Speaking of shirts, Bumblebee movie shirts are available on Amazon. I've got a couple of these myself, including the actual like Bumblebee B logo. So if you're looking for something to get yourself ready for the movie, which is what, roughly 4 months away, over at Amazon.com. If you just kind of search Transformers and clothing, shoes, accessories, I'm there searching every day. They've got a wide assortment of Bumblebee movie shirts. So that way, once you get done watching Transformers the movie here in a couple of weeks, make sure that you're prepared for the Bumblebee movie, when that hits in December, by having the right apparel for that as well. And there's a Bumblebee movie event that's on tour. It's hit, I believe, a couple of countries outside of the U.S. Not really sure. I've not been able to find like some sort of schedule where they're like, hey, we're going to be in Phoenix this week and Indianapolis the next week. But the word I'm hearing about this Bumblebee promotional event is that they have footage that they're showing. It might be the San Diego Comic-Con footage, as well as a sneak preview of some of the toys. And the last I heard was the release date for the toys was sometime toward the end of October, which would make sense because that would put it roughly, you know, 7 weeks away from the release of the actual movie. But man, there have been so many leaks. Some of the Energon igniters have been found overseas. I believe, speaking of Walmart Canada, a little bit ago, Walmart Canada has listed some of the simpler ones. The name is escaping me. The Titan Guardians or whatever. They're the simple ones that transform that are like $15. You can find those at Walmart.com right now. Walmart.ca, excuse me. And they actually do ship to Canadian addresses. And apparently you can get these like right now. So I can't believe that we're actually still going to have to wait another 2 months before the official release of these toys. I really think it's going to happen soon. And even some of the local Meijer stores, which are doing their resets, have put up a big sign that says Bumblebee movie toys coming soon. All right. And then they've got a shelf tag, a shelf topper on top of that with a really cool graphic for the Bumblebee movie showing off Bumblebee. So I am just dying, and I've got a couple of contacts at Meijer, so hopefully they can give me some sort of like lowdown as to when these toys are coming or if they're street dated or whatnot. But man, the Meijer stores are definitely prepared for the Bumblebee movie merchandise, and I can't wait to get my hands on this. One other thing too that came out this week is, with the Toys R Us bankruptcy, there was a lot of stock that was in distribution centers that maybe got shuttled out to the stores. Ollie's though bought a lot of this merchandise, and now Ollie's is putting out this merchandise. So if you walk into Ollie's, and I was just at our local one a couple of days ago, they have a huge section in the middle of the store dedicated to toys. Now, the one thing that was of note there is the Walmart exclusive hot rod was there. The deluxe hot rod, $20 from the last night, which I don't even think made it into any Walmart stores, at least here in the States. So if you're looking for that, if you're not able to order it at Walmart.com, they do have the hot rod, I believe it's $7.99. Good assortment of the Titans Return figures. Wave 4, I believe, from the deluxe. There's also some reports that Wave 5 is going to be there as well. and they have the Blitzwing and the Octone. So a lot of this stuff that was going to be sent out to Toys R Us, which did not make it to Toys R Us, is now showing up at Ollie's. So really now with Titans Return, if there's any figures that you might be missing from that particular line, and yeah, those last couple of waves, definitely elusive. Maybe hitting up your Ollie's is a good way to go. Another store I want to mention, Think Geek. Now, the manager for Think Geek occasionally drops by one of the collectors' Facebook groups here in our area. So she dropped in and said, hey, here are some pictures of some of the new things that we have in, and they actually showed their Transformer setup. We found out a couple of weeks ago that they were taking pre-orders for the Studio Series. You could pre-order individual ones like, hey, get me a Crowbar, or get me a Stinger, or maybe get me a Lockdown. And they actually now have a section in the store. It's not overly big, but they do carry a good assortment of the Studio Series figures. Wave 1 and Wave 2 of the Deluxes were there. So if you're still searching for a Jazz or a Lockdown, you've got a chance to get those at Think Geek. They even had a Brawl. They had Megatron. I was hoping for an Ironhide. No Ironhide just yet, though. And what was cool as well, too, was they were actually carrying the Herocross Super Deformed figures. And these aren't the Last Night Super Deformed figures. These are actually Generation 1 Super Deformed figures, and they had six of them. They had the Optimus and the Megatron. They had Bumblebee, Jazz, Starscream, and Soundwave. They look really cool. They're $9.99 each, and they had those at Think Geek, GameStop. If you don't have a Think Geek, maybe you just have a GameStop, you might be able to find those there as well. So, lots of great merchandise on the way. We're just waiting for some more news about the Bumblebee movie. We keep waiting to hear about maybe another trailer on the way sometime soon. So, as soon as that happens, I'll definitely be talking about that. I'll definitely be posting that as well. And that's going to do it for another edition of Boomer's Big Transformer Show.